This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Hi, how are you? My name is Simon Smart, and you're listening to Life and Faith from the Centre for Public Christianity. Well, the traditional Christmas story is one of a baby in a manger, surrounded by shepherds and angels proclaiming peace on earth and goodwill to all humankind. But after 2,000 years, has this message had any impact? We went out and talked to people on the streets of Sydney and asked them whether religion of any kind had brought peace to the world.
I wouldn't think it has.
No, not at all.
I don't think so.
No, religion's been the cause of most of the strife.
I think idealistically, yes, but practically, no.
Not at all, actually.
It can bring peace. And I guess it has, but it also brings a lot of other things, and they go hand in hand.
I think religion's always caused conflict back from the ancient world, but it's just increasing to a level where tolerance doesn't really exist anymore.
People often do good things out of religious ideals, which can be good and can be peaceful. That said, the flip side of that is people also fight wars over religious ideals.
I'm an atheist, so I'm going to say no.
Well, the people have spoken, Justine Tarr, and it seems like no one believes that religion of any kind has brought peace to the world, or not, at least not the people we spoke with. But the biblical story says that when Jesus was born, angels lit up the night sky and announced peace on earth. So what explains this mismatch?
Firstly, it's important to keep in mind context, because today we tend to hear peace in terms of world peace, that stock answer given out by contestants of beauty pageants as, you know, to what the world needs, world peace. So we seem to be defining peace in terms of, you know, international cooperation and some sort of ceasefire between nations that have been at war.
So you're saying that we should be careful not to bring all our assumptions to gather around a world like peace, a word like peace, and then read that into the biblical text. How do we know that the people of biblical times wouldn't have understood peace in that world peace sense? Surely there was some aspect of that.
Well, perhaps, but I mean, on the whole, it would have seemed like a bad joke, or at the least quite, you know, sarcastic, because the time and place of Jesus' birth wasn't by any definition peaceful. The Jews were living under Roman occupation at the time, and they had to live with that constant reminder that all was not right where they are. I mean, there are places in the world right now that are occupied by foreign armies, and life isn't pleasant under those conditions. There's this constant, you know, feeling of being out of place, you know, the time being out of joint, having to submit to the customs and habits of people who have ultimate power over you. So it's not peaceful by any measure.
Could the angels then have been announcing a different kind of peace?
Yeah, I think that's what was going on. I think they were referring to the kind of peace that would be even harder to achieve than even world peace. And that would be the peace that could come between God and humankind. Now, it doesn't mean, of course, that the angels weren't talking about world peace, but I think they were mostly announcing a peace that was restored between God and the world. And you can see this going on in that popular Christmas carol, Hark the Herald Angels Sing. Now, it's got a line that says, "Peace on earth and mercy mild, God and sinners reconciled." So it seems to be defining peace in that reconciliation way. And then later on in that same carol, Jesus is dubbed the heaven-born Prince of Peace. Now, these lines don't exactly limit Jesus' work to, you know, kicking the Romans out of Jewish lands, which is peace on that national scale. What I think it's doing is pointing to the reconciliation between God and humans, of course, a bigger issue than world peace.
Yes, I think when you hear those sort of Christmas carols, your peace, you hear that word peace, you do get that sense, that human longing for peace in the fullest sense of that. And that includes peace between us and other people, doesn't it?
Totally, yeah. It's not just, yeah.
It's not only God, but between us and God, although that's crucial as well. If the peace that Jesus brings is primarily between God and humankind, does it mean that we should concentrate on our efforts on that kind of peace rather than world peace? I'm not sure that's what you're saying.
There's no good reason for a divide to exist between, you know, world peace or peace between people or peace between God and humankind. So I reckon, why can't we do both things at once? I mean, if we concentrate on peace with God, logically, that should encourage us to work for peace in our everyday lives, between friends, husband and wife, father and daughter, etc. We shouldn't just think about peace on that huge scale, but peace in our most intimate settings. And, you know, who knows, if peace between people is possible because of the peace between God and humankind, then why not world peace? You never know.
Well, this Christmas, it's a sentiment we always think of and pray for and urge people towards, but world peace. I hope it's a peaceful Christmas for you, Justine.
Thank you, Simon.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.